Today's Here's to Your Health segment with Dr. T. Glenn Pate is brought to you by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences.
There are a number of factors that can increase the risk of developing lung cancer. Dr. Matthew Steliga, a thoracic surgeon at UAMS's Winthrop P. Rockefeller Cancer Institute, says smoking is a primary cause of lung cancer, with the risk increasing exponentially with the number of cigarettes smoked every day and the number of years smoked. Exposure to secondhand smoke can also increase the chances of lung cancer. Dr. Steliga adds that people with a parent or sibling or child with lung cancer have an increased risk of the disease. Workplace exposure to asbestos and other substances known to cause cancer, such as arsenic and nickel, can increase the risk of developing lung cancer, especially if you smoke. And long-term exposure to radon gas, which is produced by the natural breakdown of uranium in the soil, in the rocks, and water, that will eventually become part of the air that we breathe. This can also lead to lung cancer. For Here's to Your Health, I'm Dr. T. Glenn Pate.
Support for Here's to Your Health is provided by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences for a better state of health through teaching the state's healthcare professionals, healing the sick and injured, searching for new medical treatments, and providing programs that reach into every corner of our state. Visit UAMSHealth.com.